Hello, dear Get More listeners. Today we are super happy because with us we have Tameka Chapman. So, Tameka, I'll be happy and listeners will be happy that you tell us who are you?
Wow. So that's a loaded question, Dr. Thomas. I will say that at my core, I am a lady who every way possible to help. But I am Tameka Chapman from a little country town in Louisiana. And as a little girl at the age of 8, I read an entire set of encyclopedias, which
Whoa.
actually just opened. Yes, yeah, I'm a nerd. I'm a nerd. I am a nerd. But it opened the world for me. It opened my eyes to so much more than I was being taught in school or being talked about, being taught at home. It just opened my mind. And so I said, listen, when I was just at the age of 8, in the country, surrounded by woods, surrounded by trees, standing on my grandmother's shed, or the top step of the shed. And I said, listen, I screamed it to the world. When I get older, I am traveling the world and I'm going to inspire girls all around the world that just believe in themselves because they can do what they want to do. And so I said
Nice.
that at the state because I was so ready to do something more. I wanted to help girls. I was in school, and even at a young age, I saw so many girls being bullied. I saw them not being able to stand up for themselves. And I was always the one to come in, no, you don't do that to her. That's not okay. So again, I wanted to take that and I wanted to just give it to whoever would take it. And so at the age of 17, I graduated and I tried to enlist in the military at that time, but I was too young. So I had to wait until my birthday. I joined the military against my mom's better wishes and hopes and dreams for my life. But I joined the military. My dad was totally supportive of it. And I got to do what I do. I got to start inspiring girls. I started speaking to the girls that I was on the boat with. Every time we would land somewhere, I would inspire them. I would speak life into them. I didn't know that's exactly what I was doing, but it was just natural for me. And
But that
so,
wasn't your role in the military.
no, that was not my role in the military. My role in the military was an absolute seaman. I was a deck cleaner, okay? But well, I actually had a number of different positions in the military when I enlisted. I enlisted initially, I worked with electrical engineers because that was my big hope and dream in life was to become an electrical engineer after graduating high school. I went to go to college to UCLA and in major in electrical engineering. And I didn't do that. I went the whole opposite way. And so they put me with the electrical engineers, and I kind of figured, no, this is not the lifestyle that I want. So I got to figure something else to do. So I went to a couple of other divisions and I landed in deck, painting, chipping paint, sweeping, mopping, cleaning. But I would tell you this, that the experience of working in the deck department was actually one of the most rewarding. Like, no lie. So now I said, I have no problem with hard work. And many of the things that I learned while working in deck, I have brought with me as an adult in my adult life, out of the military and in my business and in every part of who I am. Such as hard work always pays off, right? Such as it's okay to work with a team. You don't have to do it all by yourself. And working with a team, you get things done a lot faster. But
Interesting.
also learning how to lead, how to be a leader without having to assert myself of I'm in charge. I'm in charge. You follow what I do. So there's a lot of lessons that I learned along the way working in the deck department. So I appreciate my journey while in the military. And so after that, in my life, I never had I would say a desire for the way that my life has turned out to be, but I always had a dream of wanting to inspire. I always had a dream of wanting to empower. I've always had the dream of if I see a lady and I see that she needs help, I'm going to figure out exactly what it is that I can do to help her to get her to her next level. And so that just it stayed with me. So working the 9 to 5 in the various places that I've worked, while finding myself after the military, I did that. I helped so many ladies start believing in their dreams. Working at the 9 to 5, like, I want to start my business. I said, girl, you can do it. You can do it. Come on, what you want to do? And so I would help them by finding, you know, researching. So I'm a big researcher because I'm a nerd. So I research exactly what they would need and help them get started with it. And so it just never stopped, Dr. Thomas. It never stopped. And I'm still doing exactly that, inspiring and empowering and energizing women across the globe to just go for it, to just do more, be more, and enjoy the more that they do.
And so here that, we are. That's your business now.
It is. It really, it is my business. It is my business. So in my business, what I do, I help coaches and consultants and Christian leaders gain greater visibility for their businesses and their brands. And I do that with a variety of ways. I have a streaming TV network. So we use that as an avenue of getting that visibility. But I also with Energizer, which is one of my brands, I create summits. I create conferences. I create conversations. I do meaningful work with what it is that I'm doing. But it always has to be positive. It always has to be positive. I can't accept any negativity over here because all I'm pushing out is positive. So I want to be met with that. But that is exactly what I do. So I help them learn ways to show up, learn ways to embrace whatever obstacle or challenge that they're facing because I've gone through my own challenges, my own obstacles. I've gone through so much in life. And my thing is, I know that I'm here for a reason. I know that I'm here to share my voice. I know that I'm here to help others learn to share their voices in ways to help more around the globe. And so if I can come from, I would say from the deathbed three times to still being here and using my voice, and sharing my voice and sharing my gifts, sharing my talents, sharing my skills to help others, to elevate others, then they can do it too. And I'm just a little shy country girl from Louisiana. So
you don't sound that shy.
Listen, I've come out of it. I have come out of it, but believe it or not, I mean, I would only really talk to family and, you know, some friends. Unless I saw somebody in need, then I'm showing up. Okay. I am showing up to help. But yeah, so that's more about who I am, and a little bit about what I do.
Yeah, and why you do it? You already covered that question. But when you say that you help coaches and Christian leaders and so on, I mean, you don't make a distinction about female coaches. You help any coach.
I mean, I help any coach. Yeah. I have a specialty.
So you open your focus somehow.
Right. So I have a specialty in women because I'm a woman and I know the language of women, right? But I also work with men as well. I have a number of men that I have worked with in the past. They're awesome. Absolutely awesome. And they're very supportive of me because I don't try to instill who I am on anybody. You don't have to be me. You don't have to be anybody else. I just want you to be yourself. And I'm so good in the background, Dr. Thomas, probably why I embrace my shyness at times. But I'm so good in the background that you never know who I've worked with because I don't need to be in the forefront. I respect their privacy. If they want to share, you know, that they've worked with me, then great. If not, I'm fine with that because at the end of the day, my job is to help you get, you know, greater visibility for your voice, your brand, your business, to make sure that the impact that you're seeking to make is made. Like, that's what I love to do. I love it. I get so excited about it too.
But based on your expertise and the fact that I hope that most listeners on the Get More podcast are either business owners, entrepreneurs, mostly married, but the fact that they, from your experience, because you say you are here to help them voice out, do you think that a majority of entrepreneurs and business owners don't know how to tell who they are, or are too shy or scared, or that something societal killed their mojo, as Austin Powers would say? Or...
Right. I would say E, all the above. Because... I've come across so many, oh my gosh, I've come across so many coaches, so many consultants, so many just people who want to get started in being a coach because they feel that that's what they're called to do. But I've come across and they don't know how to talk about what they do. They don't know how to talk about who they are. And I have to get to the root of that before we can even take the first step in creating this brand and creating a message around what it is that you're wanting to do. Who are you? You have to get to the, you have to know who you are. If you don't know who you are, nobody else is going to tap into who you want to be, right? So we get to the root of it. And a number of the reasons that I've heard of why they are not taking a step forward or why they won't do what they feel that they need to do is one, fear. You know, they're fearing the what ifs. You know, they're fearing what if nobody believes me? What if I'm not successful? What if I spend money and it don't work? What if it works? Like, that's my question. What if it works?
Yes, exactly. Another
one is they're so concerned about what other people are going to say.
Yes.
Yeah. Are they going to judge me? Are they going to believe in me? Are they going to buy from me? Well, at the end of the day, if you believe in yourself and you know this is what it is that you are an expert at doing, whoever don't buy from you, they're not your audience. And it's okay. They're not your client. So you have to focus on the people that you are able to help. You're able to assist and you speak directly to them and stop worrying about trying to serve the world. And then, you know, some things that hold us back is just our own mindset, And that's a big piece. And I know you're big on the brain. Okay. But it's our own mindset that keeps us, that holds us back. But I was a long time in my own mind of, because this comes to me so easy, I don't need to charge for it. So that was a big thing in my head of, I don't want to charge people because it takes me no time to do that. Oh, you need this? Oh, it's done. Like 10 minutes later, it's done. And so I had to go through that process of myself of believing in my own value of what it is that I am able to do, my own expertise and all of the reading and the knowledge and the educating and the classes, courses and workshops that I've attended. You know, I did that to be able to help. And so I have to put a price on my time. Put a price on my brand, my business, my mind. I have to put a price on that. So those are some of the main pieces that I have come across when helping others get started. Outside of, I've done it for so long and nothing's working, I'm tired, I'm ready to throw the towel in. And I'm just like, yeah, but if you're really here to serve somebody, why would you throw the towel in? So again, it's mindset. It's mindset for me.
Absolutely. The main part.
Yeah.
Yeah, fully agree. Yeah. And I mean, we met during GrowthCon, that Grant Cardone is organizing, and I am a 10X business certified business coach. And so we insist on the fact that we are certified. And as you were talking about coaches, do people understand that you cannot just be a coach because you've decided to be a coach? Being a coach is something, right? I mean, I say that because recently we saw, my wife and I saw a friend of us who put on the Facebook profile, I'm a coach now. He said, shit, she's the most aggressive person we've ever known, you know? And she has a lot of personal problems to sort out. How can she be a coach?
That's a question.
It was about nutrients and stuff like that. So I said, okay, it's not really coaching, it's selling. So, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Listen, I've had that question too, because... And I try not to be judgmental, okay, Dr. T? I try not to be judgmental. However, I've seen so many, and just like you say, they spring up. I'm a coach. Yeah. Well, who are you coaching? And, you know, my thing is, I've had conversations with a lot of people, okay? I've had conversations with a lot of people, and I've heard their struggle, and I've heard the things that they are working on and they need to work on. And I was like, hey, you might want to try this. You might want to try that. And then all of a sudden they spring out. I'm coaching women to do this. What? Hold on, but you're going through it right now. So how are you going to coach somebody? Like, you can only coach them to the level of where you are, and you are still in the valley. So how are you coaching, and who are you coaching, and who's going to sign up for this? So that bothers me. That bothers me quite a bit, because I can't get behind that. I do have values. I do have my ethics and problems, and I can't get behind you saying you're coaching somebody, but you can't really coach them. You don't know what it takes to coach, for one. And I've come across so many Okay, I've come across so many other coaches and gurus, and they're telling people, listen, if you've gone through it, you can coach somebody on it. Okay, you can coach somebody, you can talk to somebody about the things that you've gone through. But if you don't know the steps, if you haven't outlined some steps, some successful steps of things that they need to do to get to the other side, how are you coaching them? So this term coach is being used so loosely. It's being used so loosely by so many people, and I can't get behind it. So I don't call myself a coach. I'm not a coach. I
No,
help you. If you are a coach, I help you get the visibility that you need. But of course, I do my research into you before we start because I want to make sure that who I'm giving my energy, my time, my valuable resources to, they are really going to one step forward, but two, they are actually helping somebody. They're not just doing it just for the clout and for, just for the fame of it all.
okay, so you don't work with anyone who is asking.
Oh no. Oh no.
This is great. No,
No.
but it's very important.
Yes.
I don't know if I mentioned that because I mean, you were nice enough to invite me on your show. But that's why I teach people, that's why I explain to people. No, I don't teach it. I explain it. You know that 60% of your market, yeah, I think I told you, that 60% of your market doesn't care about you. You know, they're just tire kickers. And
Right.
2% will resonate with you right now, as you said. And those are the 2% that you should target, you know. And don't waste your
Absolutely.
time, money, and energy running after 60% who don't care, will never care. So, and you're right. So it requires a lot of things to be put together so that it works. And you said it very nicely that you should know who you are, you know, so that they could start resonate with you. And that's one of the, by the way, the who is one of the four parameters of the ethical persuasion formula. You cannot
Right.
ethically persuade if you don't resonate with them. It will be then it will be influence, manipulation, coercion, whatever.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So no, I don't work with everybody.
Yeah.
I will say back in the day when I first started just helping people before I became a business, yes, I helped all of my friends and I helped them to a point where it was exhausting to
Right.
me. Because I found myself wanting their dream and their desire more than they did. Because I'm just like, I can help you create whatever you want to create, right? Like that's just in my head. Whatever it is that you're wanting to do, I can give you everything that you need to get started. Give me 48 hours and you're off to the road, right? But I found myself wanting it so bad for them, but they were stuck in their mind that they couldn't do it. They were stuck in their mind that nobody's going to believe in them. And I wasn't doing the work then. I wasn't helping them with the mindset piece before just creating this for them. So that came a long time later. It came a long time later of, really doing my research and how can I help you? How am I going to really help my target audience, my clients really get to the next level? And, it starts with the mindset and it continues to evolve with your mindset. You have to stay in the right state, in the right state of mind, to accomplish anything. And again, it's big. Mindset is big. There's been many times that I could have shut down because one, not getting the clients that I wanted to get, especially initially when I first decided that I was no longer going to give my services away for free.
Right.
Okay, I'll tell you this. I had people emailing me, DMing me, text messaging, calling all day long, like no lie. And I had a 9 to 5. Okay, I had a 9 to 5. I was a new mama. My husband, he was sitting here. So, we had I had a lot of stuff going on and I had a busy 9 to 5. I was a paralegal. So I was at work at 6 in the morning to
Wow.
probably 6 or 7 at night. And I was still helping everybody else for free because I'm just like, oh, I got a good job. I don't need to charge them. But then it got
And
to the point.
what clicked? What clicked? What made you decide that now you have to charge them?
What made me decide was the fact that I was a new mama and y'all didn't appreciate my time, okay? They did not appreciate my time and my energy because, and I would say one of the biggest things that really clicked for me was I was helping one lady and I told her, I said, there's a cost for doing things because, I didn't feel that she was really serious about it. And this is
Yes.
after we had had a good conversation. Like we'd spent like almost an hour and a half on the phone just talking. Me getting a chance to get to know her. And I didn't feel like she was really taking it seriously. So I told her, say, listen, there's a cost. Like, I should be instituting a cost to the things that I'm doing. And she's like, oh, ha, 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 ha. She, you know, she laughed it off. And then after I have worked with you and I've done all of the things, you will not implement, but then you went and you spent $10,000 with a lady that I helped get started. What?
Yeah, that's a pain.
So, yeah, that was a major click. So on top of needing to spend more time with my baby, my new baby at that time, needing to spend more time with my husband, needing to spend more time for myself from this busy job that I had, I needed to weed out, if you will. I needed to weed out those who were only around just to get what they could. And really and truly, I lost almost everybody because they didn't want to pay. They weren't used to Tamika saying there's a pay, there's a cost, there's a price, there's an investment for this. And so I was just starting at that point. I was just really starting in the business part when I put a price point on what it is that I did. So
in fact, before you had the famous tire kickers.
Right. Listen, your girl was popular. I was popping Dr. T, okay? I was very popular around the crew. Tamika can get it all done for you. And I was getting it done, but I was sacrificing myself. Yeah. I mean, I sacrificed every part of me, all the time with family, my time just for me. I sacrificed all of that just to help other people because I believe so much in helping. And not everybody can afford it. And I can understand that. And, you know, either you can afford who I am, you know, the investment that you're making into my company to help you get the desired result that you're looking for, or you can't at this point. Like, that's just where I am. And if you can't afford it right now, it's not for you. But I do know that how I move with excellence. How I do with excellence. How I serve with excellence. And if that's what you're looking for, then that's what you're going to get from me. So I just had to stay in that mindset for myself because initially it was real, real hard to stay there.
Yeah,
I was just like, you know what? I'll just go back to free. I'll just do it out. And I'm just like, yeah, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. So I stuck with it for myself. So it was all about the mindset for me too. I stuck with it. And it turned out to be successful. Okay.
Excellent. That's the best thing that could happen.
Right.
So, and now you're only running your business.
Say again?
Now you're only running your business. You no more have a side job.
Oh no, I don't do the side jobs. Every once in a while, I'll do something and invite people along to join me in a collaborative way. But I'm not out here doing my services for free anymore.
Okay,
is not the thing to do, unless it's for a nonprofit. Like I'm always giving back.
That's something else. Yeah.
Right. And
is your husband also a business owner, or does he have a job?
So no, my husband's retired. He's retired military.
Easy. No, he deserves it for sure.
So that's where we met. We met in the military.
That's what I was going to say. I'm sure you met him in the military.
Yes, we did. We met in the military. And we married 3.5 months after we met.
Wow.
We met and married. So we just celebrated 25 years this past February.
Hey.
Yes, so he does not, well, he has a business, but he's not a service-based business like I am.
Okay.
He's a goods-based business. So he actually creates and invents things. So yeah, that's what we do.
Okay. And so you manage, because I mean, we also address the podcast to married business owners, either both being business owners or one only. So how did you learn to manage business life and personal life? Because I mean, I know it because I create some businesses, and the very first one, my life was about business, and it wasn't really appreciated by my family. How did you manage to get over that hurdle when you just think business, you know, at the beginning?
So really and truly, I was the only one initially doing anything in the business world. You know, he was retired, living his best life. Okay.
You mean couch and beer? I don't think so, right?
Best life, okay? So for me, it it was just a natural progression for me to just start the business, because I told him, I said, listen, I'm spending all this time, giving away all this time. And for him, he was just like, are you making anything from these people? And I was just like, no, I'm just doing it because they need it. And he says, oh, okay. And so that was another conversation. But then when he decided to start doing his thing, you know, inventing products, so that he would be able to just use his mind creatively, I was just like, okay, then let's do this thing. So how do we manage, really and truly? It's all around the kids' schedule, Dr. T.
Okay.
So we have two children now. They are 5 and 6. Nice. Yes, they are young children. It took us 18 years to have them. But they are 5 and 6, and I homeschool. So I had to create a schedule around their schedule. So when they're asleep in the mornings, I'm up. I'm up getting things done, so that by the time they're getting ready to wake up, breakfast can be done, schoolwork can get started, and I can, you know, I'll have my tablet or my laptop with me while they're doing their schoolwork, and I'm monitoring them, and just in case I need to check an email or something. But really and truly, it's all around their schedule. So we really just work around their schedule to make sure that they are getting the time, the attention, the knowledge field. Then they'll work with my husband on some days. They love the 3D machine, so they're always trying to build things with him.
Okay.
So yeah, we just make everything a learned lesson for the day. But so yeah, that's pretty much what we do. And then we shut down at a certain time every day to make sure that we're getting rest, to make sure that we're allowing them to start their shutdown process as well to get ready for the next day.
That's very nice. So now, do you have some deep insight or some takeaway for the listeners for today?
Oh, wow. One, believe in yourself. That's the number one thing, believe in yourself. But you have to go beyond just belief, especially if it's something that you're wanting to do. You have to believe in yourself, but you have to take action, right? Take action towards the things that you're wanting to do in life. And if you don't know what to do, you find someone who does and you learn from them, okay? But I love the title, Get More. Get More, I love that, because once you start doing the things that you're wanting to do, you're going to get more. You're going to get more experience. You're going to get more knowledge. You're going to get more expertise. You're going to get more confidence. You're going to get more income and increase in your income when you put it out there. So it's all about just taking a step forward. One, believing in yourself. One, believing in your higher power, whoever that is for you or whatever that is for you. And then two, taking action. Taking action toward the things that you're wanting to achieve and obtain in life. Once you do those things, you can't do anything but learn and succeed. Learn and succeed. Learn and succeed. Because even if you don't hit it on your first go, you do it again. But you learn what not to do when you go for it the next time. So it's all about learning and succeeding. I don't really believe in the whole failure system. I don't believe in failure. I believe that we learn and we go on and we succeed and we learn some more. So I would say my biggest takeaway is to, one, believe in yourself, and then take action.
Excellent. That's easy. But it's easy to listen to. It's not that easy to do. So guys, believe in yourself and take action. So Tameka, if people want to keep talking with you, learning more about you, getting in touch with you, how do they do that? Where can they find you?
Well, you can easily find me on all social media platforms as I am Tameka Chapman. I make it very easy. Or you can send me an email, hello@mogulmedia.us. Those are the two easiest ways to get in contact with me.
Okay, that's easy then. So Tameka, thanks a lot for your time and for having accepted to be on the podcast. I'm pretty sure we'll do one or two more interviews in the future, because I think we already enjoyed it. So Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Tameka.
Thank you, Dr. T. I appreciate the opportunity.